This is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I want to talk about cause and purpose. Okay, cause and purpose. So let's crack into this. I am super pumped out right now. I've literally spent the last 24 hours working. I decided that I wouldn't even go to sleep because I was so freaking excited about what I'm doing, what I'm sharing with you guys, the cool ideas that are coming your way, all the content that I have coming out, all the new ideas that I have percolating in my mind. And I just spent basically the whole night and the whole morning and then the whole afternoon working instead of sleeping. And now I'm kind of in this little bit of a daze. I only slept for about 1 hour, got a 1 hour nap, but I just kept working and like I have drive. I feel the drive. This is someplace that I wanted to be. This is the place that I wanted to be, right here. This is where I wanted to be just a few years ago, where I was feeling listless. I was feeling like I didn't have motivation. I didn't feel like I was on point. I needed to recreate that for myself. And I needed to prove to myself that that was possible to create it. But that aside, let's really focus here on cause and purpose, because I was really thinking about this after reading some of the comments that I've been getting. Here's the problem. This is the problem that you have. This is your problem. And this is my problem too. But I've probably worked on it more than you have. And it's that there's nothing in your life that you're really willing to bleed for. There's nothing that your life is about. There's no cause there. I mean, what are you living for? Like, honestly, what are you living for? Are you living for tomorrow so you can go hang out with your friends? You're living for tomorrow so you can go to a party? Get drunk, go to your 9-to-5 boring ass job, and do something that provides no value to humanity? What is your life about? To be in that dead-end marriage that you're in, or that relationship where you're just comfortable and not growing and it's going stale and nothing is happening? To be sitting in the same house, in the same apartment, in the same city, in the same country, and just kind of being comfortable there, sitting there because your circumstances keep you there, and that's the most convenient thing for you to be doing right now? That's your cause? You want to create a great life from that? That's pathetic. That's pathetic. You have nothing that you're fighting for. Because in this society, it's so easy now. We take everything for granted. Life is easy. We don't have to do anything but sit on our asses, go do a little bit of work every now and then, come back home, and pick up the remote and just click through the channels, go internet surfing, watch some videos, read some newspapers, talk to some friends, then gorge ourselves full, and then repeat the same process the next day. This is a waste of fucking life. You're wasting your life. Have you seen the movie 300? This is a powerful movie. And people that look at this movie and what they see, if all you see is the blood and the gore and the guts, then you're missing the bigger point. Because what's powerful about 300 is not the testosterone, blood-soaked action, but it's what is being fought for there. It seems like there was a time in human history, at least I want to believe there was, I don't know if this is true, on some level I tend to think that people were lazy throughout all of history. On another level, I tend to think that as we advance, as we get more technologically savvy, we get more and more lazier. But I like to think back to the Spartan times, to the Roman times, to the Greek times, to the times of the ancient and the old, where people had something that they were willing to die for. It's like a soldier was willing to go into battle and fight for something that he believed in. I mean, sure, there were mercenaries. I'm sure they got paid. I'm sure certain soldiers just had no other options. But I'm talking about the ones that fought for something. Like, what do you have to believe? What is the mindset that you have to be willing to go into a battle, into a field of hundreds, thousands of brutal men who want to chop your head off with an axe or a sword? Think about that. What kind of drive do you have to do that? Do you think that that person doesn't have fear? No. They're scared shitless. But there's something driving them. There's something they feel like they have to do. They have a cause. They have a mission. They're willing to bleed for it. They're willing to die for it. And that's because back then, one of the assumptions we can make is that A, is that survival was something that was on people's minds all the time. And so life was more a matter of life and death than it is today. And that was more conscious too. There were wars, there were famines. Anything could really kill you in the blink of an eye. Nowadays, we're so safe, we're so comfortable. But also, I think back then, to deal with the hardships that humans had to go through back then, the brutality, the unfairness, I mean, just think about it. No real government, no stability, no constitution, no human rights, slavery, rape, pillage, looting, struggles for power, disease, famine, massive misunderstanding about science, no technology, crude forms of medicine, mythology, disinformation, no access to the internet, no access to general knowledge that we have today, nothing like that. If you lived in a world like that, what would you need to survive that, just psychologically, not even physically, psychologically, to cope with that? What would you need? You would need purpose. You would need something larger than yourself. I think that's one of the deep origins of religion and why religion really took root in ancient times and grew from that and really took off like a wildfire, is because it offered people that. It offered people hope. It offered people something beyond themselves. And today, we don't really need it. But 3,000 years ago, I don't know, maybe we really needed it. Because maybe humanity could not have survived without that layer of psychology added onto our everyday lives. Maybe we wouldn't have survived. But I think there's more. Religion aside, I'm not talking about that issue here. I'm talking about cause and purpose and believing in higher values. What do you really value? And I don't mean you value it by sitting on your couch and watching TV. I mean practical value. That means when you value something, you're willing to put your sweat into it, your tears into it, you're willing to bleed for it, and you're even willing to die for it because it's important enough for you. What is that for you? You need to tap into that. And don't say you don't have it. You have it. You're just not in touch with it. You've never connected with it probably because your mind has been elsewhere. You have been distracted by society. You have been conditioned with bad conditioning. And you're not in touch with your core. You're not in touch with what's important. You're not in touch with what your life should be about. Let me give you some suggestions. How about you start to value beauty? And that means instead of just saying, oh, that's nice, you actually go out and you create something beautiful. How about you value truth? And that means that you work your ass off to understand what is true in this world. And you wade through all the bullshit that's out there. But then also you go out there and you find the truth. You discover it, you commit your life to finding the truth, to finding deeper truths, to helping us understand things on a more accurate, deeper level, and bringing that to us so that the rest of us can have a little bit of a sharper understanding of what the hell we're doing on this planet and in this universe. How about that? Maybe becoming a scientist, maybe becoming a researcher, a writer, however you want to do that, whatever that means for you. Truth. How about love? And compassion. How about really honoring that? You say you love, but do you really love? I know for many of you out there, what you call love is a selfish kind of love, where all you want is you want to feel love for yourself. How about the kind of love where you go out and you give? Love is not about what you get. Love is about what you give. It's about who you are and how you share yourself, and not needing anything in return for the love that you put out there. How about sharing that with the world? Whether through your work, through some sort of nonprofit organization, community work, or just in your family, or just even in the interactions that you're having on a day-to-day level with people. But putting like real attention on that, So you're not just mouthing the words, but you're actually doing it. How about justice and order? Think of what we have today. The peace we have, the calm, the comfort, the stability that we have today. That order, that justice has been brought about through centuries, millennia of struggle, conflict, brutality, blood, legal arguments, debates. People were involved with that. There was a point at which it was important to actually go out there and create just laws, to make sure that society is just, to make sure that things are happening the way that they ought to be, and not just the way that they are. Making society better, making your company better. How about that? How about you dedicate your life to that, to justice? How about you dedicate your life to creativity? What about all the profound art and culture that we have developed over the last several millennia? From paintings, to novels, to film, to music, to poetry, to philosophy, to all the ideas, the rich intellectual history that we have and that is really the source of a lot of success that we now have access to very easily, especially through the internet, books, all cheap, mostly free. What kind of profound effect does that have on the trajectory of people's lives? Think about the profound effect that knowledge and the arts and culture has had on your life. How about you commit yourself to advancing that front line? How about that? How about you commit yourself to bleeding for what you believe in creatively instead of dumbing your stuff down, procrastinating, not putting out any work, being lazy, not sharing your gifts with the world, holding that back because you're too weak? How about you start to get in touch with that? These values that I'm talking about, these are the values that Abraham Maslow talked about in A Psychology of Being, where he talks about the self-actualized human being. And the self-actualized human being is what I'm talking about here. This is a human being that is living for something larger than the petty, common values that most of us are living. You're living for something greater than sex, something greater than a little bit of stimulation, something greater than a little bit of entertainment, something greater than a little bit of money and security and comfort and peace of mind. Those are all nice, but how about you make your life big, something you can bleed for? What do you think it's going to take to change and transform the trajectory of your life? It's got to start here. It's got to start with a cause. It's got to start with something that is meaningful, something that you can bleed for. Because if you don't have that, you're not going to make it. I guarantee you're not going to make it. Because even if you buy into what I'm saying right now, even if you do have a cause, still, many of you are not going to make it because it's just too damn hard. It takes too much emotional labor and toil and strain to make these ideals real. It takes too much. Sometimes so much that you just want to curl up in a fetal position, roll up on your couch, and just cry because you're out there, you're pushing yourself, you're growing. I mean, I can literally make myself cry when I think about what is possible. What's possible for me? What's possible for you? If we really commit ourselves to this, commit ourselves to something greater, commit your life to something that is not you. Stop being fucking selfish. Stop wanting to get into that comfy relationship. Stop wanting to get into that well-paying job that can let you travel and retire early and do the 4-hour work week and not do anything else with your fucking life. Stop wanting to just go party and hang out with your friends, get drunk, do drugs, eat some food, hang out with your family. You can do all that stuff, and I have no moral compunctions about any of it. Go live life, do whatever you fucking want, I don't care. But make your life about something, point it in some direction. Your life is, on the one hand, very short, on the other hand, very long. It's long in the sense that if you don't have any trajectory, you're gonna have a lot of time that you just spend doing a bunch of useless shit. That's not gonna make you fulfilled, even though you think it is. All it's doing is it's titillating you. Just a little ha 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 ha. A little titillation here and there. You know, play a little video game here, watch a little TV there, hang out with some friends there, get a little titillation. You could have all that, but that should be like the garnish. That's not the main dish of life. The main dish of life, like the steak as it were, not the side dish, but the steak, that is your purpose. And your purpose should not be you. And your purpose should even be larger than your family. And it should be larger than your circle of friends. Your purpose should be humanity. You advance the cause of humanity in some way. Whatever is meaningful for you, whatever really gets you into flow, whatever resonates with you. I don't know what that is. For everybody, it's a little different. You know, some people like to be the truth seekers out there. Some people like to be the creative avant-garde types. Some people like to be the rabble-rousers, the people leaders, the managers. Some people like to be the visionaries. Some people really like to focus. Some people like to go broad and think big picture. Other people like to go really like detail in depth and like master one little craft. It's not really important. You find something in that whole domain that interests you, but you find something that you're willing to put the work into. You do that. And all those other things will still be there. You can still hang out with your friend. You can still watch a little TV. You can do a little video games. Eat a little food. No problem. But your life has direction now. It's got direction. It has a chance. Now there's at least a little bit of a chance, a sliver of a chance that it can possibly fulfill you. There's actually some kind of arc to your life. Some sort of hero's journey that you're on. You're not on a hero's journey now, sitting on your fucking ass. Working your 9-to-5 job, what is that doing? Is your 9-to-5 job advancing humanity? This is a simple yes or no answer. Who are you working for? What are you creating? What is your company creating? What is your business creating? Is it creating something that's actually useful? Is it creating something that's cutting edge? Is it creating something that's beautiful? Something that should exist in the world just because it's beautiful? Not because it's useful, not because it makes a lot of money, but because it's beautiful. It's excellent. It's living up to some high ideal. Is your company doing that? Is your work doing that? Is every hour that you're putting into your work doing that? If it's not, you need to change. This is a wake-up call for you. And this is not going to be easy, but it's got to start somewhere. And the only place it can start is inside you with motivation. You need to start a spark. We're going to start a spark in you that will then grow into a small flame, a little bit bigger flame, a little bit bigger flame, a little bit bigger flame. And finally, we're going to kindle that into a fire. That's possible. If you think that people are just born that way, then you're dead wrong. I've proved this to myself in my life. I've developed a process for how to create real, lasting, intrinsic motivation. Something that's so powerful that literally right now, I feel so motivated with what I'm doing. And I wasn't like this just a year or two ago. So this is just something I'm living into, and it's just so amazing that I literally can spend 24 hours not sleeping, working on what I gotta do. And if you think that that's always fun, it's not. A lot of the work that I do is grindy, tedious work. It's just work. It's just stuff that you would think that's boring. But I do it because I'm doing it towards something greater. That's me bleeding for what I believe in. That's me bleeding for my values. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect at this. I fall down and I stumble every single day. And I torture myself every single day over this struggle. But at least I feel like I'm struggling towards something. Something that is powerful. Because if I can kindle that spark in at least a couple of you, then that's worth it to me. That's worth it to me. And even if I don't, I feel like this information is something that should be out there regardless. People need to understand how psychology works. People need to understand how to generate motivation, what purpose is, what life is about, how to generate a fulfilling life. People need to understand this. I want that information out there. Even if nobody sees it, if I shoot a good video, if I put out some good insight, I feel like I was on top of my game when I did that, I'm happy. I feel happy. And when you do that, one of the things that you will notice, I don't know if you've ever had this in your life, but when you're really on your edge and you're executing full out, you feel like you can die at any moment, like you can die right now, and you would die with a smile on your face. That's how I feel right now. Like if I died while shooting this video right now, after working for the last 24 hours, I don't care what it would take, how it would feel, but I'd like to think that I would die with a smile on my face. And I want that for you. I want you to tap into that kind of life. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about creating an extraordinary life. Sometimes it's difficult to articulate this idea because it is abstract. Many people do not have a direct experience of it. And so it's hard for them to take some of the concepts that I'm offering, which are conceptual, they're abstract, they're ideas, and to really pin it down and say, yeah, that's what it actually feels like. That's what it's going to be. This is how I can actually see this in my life, like transforming it, not in a theoretical level, on a practical level, so you can feel it, so you can see it, so people around you can feel it and see it, right? That's what I'm talking about. A little hard to articulate sometimes, but I think I got it in this video. All right, so this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off here. I want you to find that cause. What is your cause? What are you willing to bleed for? If you don't have it yet, commit. Make it your top priority to find it. Your purpose right now is to find your purpose. Or if you already know your purpose, get on track and start clarifying it even further and start taking massive action to it. Commit. Prioritize. Get your ass off the couch and start taking action. All right. I'm getting off my soapbox. So leave me some comments. I'd like to hear what you think about this. Like this, share this, spread the spark, inspire somebody else. And of course, check out actualize.org, where we are all about how to become self-actualized. We've got exclusive newsletter with weekly video updates, exclusive articles. We've got 2 exclusive bonuses, a 19-part video series. We've also got a chance to win 2 free hours of coaching from myself every month. I give away 2 hours of coaching to a subscriber every month. So go ahead and sign up for that. But really, sign up because you're committed to this. And you are taking some action right now just by signing up so that you are following along. Because this one video is enough to get you a spark. In some of you, it's going to get a spark. I hope it did in you. But it's also going to take more. It's going to take persistence on your part. It's going to take hard work. And that spark will need to be periodically rekindled. And that's really what I'm here for, is to help you do that. Also to give you the tools, the resources, the knowledge, the concepts and ideas that you need to carry this further. Because really, to get to where you want to go and to stay on that path and to live to those ideals, what you're going to have to do is grow yourself. You're going to have to master your own psychology. And that is what actualize.org is about, is how to master yourself so that you can create an extraordinary life.